Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We're hanging out at Taco Mac. Hello back there. How are you guys?
Hello.
Yes. It's nice to see some people who recognize us. These folks have no idea who we are. We're Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta.
I was going to say we're with the fish.
Well, that would work too. Here's the deal, guys. We're out here at Taco Mac in Dallas, off Dallas Highway, in Marietta, inviting you to come on out and hang out with us. We'll be out here until 7 o'clock. They got great drink specials, great food, Mike, as always, and we love the folks out here at Taco Mac. We do have a busy show today, and Mike mentioned it. Shane Beamer, you surprised, by the way, at how well they have played for him this season?
We had Shane on last summer preseason. We're talking 2 years ago, and he was going through, you know, injuries and some guys in the portal, and his defense, he really flipped that defense in 1 year. I want to ask him how he did it, how much of that was from recruiting or the next man up or the transfer portal and playing it to your advantage. You know, they really did run the football right at Texas A&M, which is a physical team, so no Shane since he was a GA at Georgia Tech. Great guy, looking forward to him. And Danny Cannell never disappoints. We get Danny's take on the first round of the college football playoff rankings.
Yeah, I'm sure he'll have a thought or two about, you know, where Georgia and Ohio State and all these other teams are right now. I'll tell you this, South Carolina, and we'll talk to Coach about this, it's always been a tough place to play, but A&M, you know, when you don't play a team regularly and then you have to travel to that environment, right, and you think, oh, South Carolina, it won't be a big deal. And then you get there and you realize, hey, mess around and find out. And that's exactly what happened. It happened to Tennessee last year when they beat up on Tennessee with Spencer Rattler was the quarterback. But I will tell you, Shane Beamer has impressed me with what he's done so far.
You know, size-wise, Williams-Brice isn't the largest stadium in the SEC,
no,
but the energy. And I know many Georgia fans because of the rivalry and obviously the annual game every other year because they were divisional rivals. It's electric. You know, when they play the 2001 everything else, it just goes bananas. And they make it as loud as Jordan-Hare. They make it as loud as Nealon. It's just a juice. That was the thing watching that game going back and forth on ESPN. And you go to the Big Ten game, and with all due respect, you just don't match. I know we always say it just matters, it means more, because it does. It just seems like there's just more juice in the SEC.
Hey, man, we'd love to hear from you, 404-726-0929. You can always find us on social media. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes in the radio show. Dukes and Bell 929. And, of course, this hour is brought to you by our friends at the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game at mancavestore.com. Last night, I'm not going to tell you it was impossible because it's early in the season and you're still trying to figure out your team. But I will tell you, with all the injuries, it was probably improbable that the Hawks were going to play as well as they did last night,
right,
and they needed some help. And we left Flowery Branch saying, who's going to step up? DeAndre Hunter, oh, he's not playing. Right. Who's playing? Who's healthy? And last night, we got a taste of maybe what's to come with Zachary Richaché. Now, just to put this in context, the kid had 22, I think, in the first half, ends up with 33. And, Mike, when you start talking about, okay, what does this look like for a guy that played a career-high 37 minutes last night, it's the fourth youngest player in NBA history since 1977 and 78 to finish a game with 30 points and zero turnovers. Those guys are LeBron James, who was 19 years old when he did it, a guy named Kobe, who was 19 when he did it, LaMelo Ball also has achieved this, and now Richaché.
Oof.
Guys, What he showed you last night was, Mike, he can shoot it. And when he's left open, again, you know, he's still kind of filling out the NBA and learning his way. But this is why you drafted him. He can flat out shoot it, and he was knocking threes down all night last night.
And it wasn't like they were designing plays for him. I mean, a lot of this stuff was coming, you know, whether it was a rebound or a loose ball. He was just making his own thing happen. Other than missing a couple of free throws, hey, they even let him take the. How about when they let him take the technical shot? That's when I was like, wow.
It's great.
Letting the rookie take the tee, I thought that was great. And then after the game, we'll play the soundbite for you. Basically, coach says to him, hey, take every blanking shot. Something that we've laughed about for years. Carl and I, you know, I've worked with Carl, and I've known Carl going on 20 years. I've been through so many Atlanta basketball coaches. Mike Woodson, rookie? No way. You know, anybody, even Nate, if we're honest, you know, it's hard to get the guys these reps and get them these game experiences. And I will give Coach all the credit in the world because he let this kid let the game evolve and let this kid learn as he's doing. And last night, Carl, he was electrifying.
He was, Mike, for this team to do anything, he's going to have to be this guy.
And let's hope that
he's going to have to be this guy.
I don't understand. Like, it doesn't matter now, but I thought A.J. Griffin, Quinn Snyder, was going to try the same thing. Maybe, again, issues off the court, whatever, never going to happen. But this kid, he's playing with a looseness, a coolness, and he looks like a string bean. Where did he get some size on him?
No doubt. 404-726-0929, a career night for Zachary Risache. Dyson Daniels also did a terrific job defensively on Brunson. That's kind of the unspoken thing here. It's one thing for Risache to knock down shots and play as well as he did. This Dyson Daniels, man, is as advertised with the defense, Mike. He did a terrific job on Brunson last night. Hawks win the game, and I want you to hear the end of the call because there were some moments in this game last night. Steve Holman, you know, took offense to some of the Knicks fans and what was going on. Even Trey told these guys to go home last night. It's funny. Knicks show up, and we say it all the time, a bunch of Knicks fans here right in Atlanta, and they show out. And that's why it always feels good to beat the Knicks, the Cowboys. We talk about it. The Lakers, pick your team. But here is the last and final call last night as the Hawks beat them.
And it was great last night as our good friend Tigga on the microphone at the end talking to Trey in the arena.
Yeah.
And Trey basically telling those Knicks fans to hit the exits when they started booing him because, as you know, Trey still lives rent-free in Knicks fans' heads.
Well, let's hear that because I thought it was the best thing he said in a few years. Like, I'd love to see this confident Trey every night because we know when he's playing like this, he's almost unstoppable. Let's hear it. Now, that's in arena, okay?
So, I love it. That's on the PA right there sitting on the scorer's table.
You don't get to see that at home on television, but that's in arena. I loved it, and I want to see more of that. I mean, you know, I almost wish we could put a Knicks uniform on every damn team that Trey plays because for whatever reason, man, he gets up and plays well. He is leading the league, by the way, in assists. He played well last night, but the storyline was really about the rookie, man, and the number one overall pick. And here's what I'm getting to, Mike. Not telling you he is going to be a LeBron or Magic or any of these guys. But what you need to see is, did we get the right guy? And now you say, okay, he shoots it, he can put it on the floor, he's playing defense, he can block shots, he's double-digit rebounding. Like, you start to believe, maybe we got the right guy.
Well, two things. You know, you need a while because, as we know, in the case of the NBA, it takes almost 3 years to develop. And nobody wants to hear that. I know I don't want to hear that.
No.
But this kid was playing professional basketball in Europe, which I think matters. And so was Alexander Sarr. And that was the great debate. Do you take the big man that we need, you go get Sarr or Risache? And I'll tell you what, the most that Sarr has had in a loss to Miami was 17 for the Washington Wizards. So that's been his highlight. This kid goes for 30. You just gave him the pantheon of players that he's up there with as far as a rookie performance goes without saying.
It is, man. How do you guys feel? And, Chris, let's get a poll up. Turtles hanging out with us here at Taco Mac. We, again, are in Marietta right off of Dallas Highway. Did we get this right? Did we find a star in Risha Shea?
You know what I say?
What'd you say?
We.
We. We, is we.
It? We, we. This kid looks great. The vibe. We talked about, you know, Trey's. By the way, Trey's defense last night, good.
He's playing well, man.
Two turnovers, including one late.
Here's the problem, Mike. When you're losing and your injuries, you know, people looking at your team, you're depleted. I agree with Coach Quinn. He said this the other night. Trey's making the right plays. You got to give up the ball when they're trapping and double-teaming you. And if you don't, you know, shoot it well, so be it. But he's making the right plays, and to your point, I do think his defense is improved.
When your offense is struggling, you can always play defense. Defense can always keep you in a game, and the bench scoring was really non-existent other than...
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You know, other than Gary Bird going for nine,
yep.
It was all Trey and Reese Sashay. Talked about the great job. By the way, Jalen Johnson snatching that rebound, wrestling the ball away, kicks it to Trey, and then Trey, how many times you and I with Capella, flush it, Clint, and Clint gets up, puts it down.
Yeah. I've said this before the season started. You guys heard me. I think Jalen Johnson can be an all-star this year. And I know it's going to be hard because there are more name brands in front of him.
Right.
Your team has to win, which means
that's the only way to advance.
We're going to get in the spotlight. But let me tell you something. He's playing like this every night. And if you're watching, Jalen Johnson is fun, man. I said it. He's trying to put people in the rim. I love the way he finishes around the rim. And he's shooting the 3-2, Mike. He's not afraid to shoot it. So, you know, it's funny. A few years ago, we thought a guy named John Collins would be playing like this.
Right.
This is what we thought John would be. Jalen is exactly what we thought
right.
he would
now, be. Now, again, I'll just mention him once today. If DeAndre Hunter can ever get his butt
Who?
Out of – Yeah. If DeAndre Hunter can ever get off the injured list with these guys, if Reese Sashay continues to shoot like this, Jalen Johnson shoots, then okay, Hunter, you can just play defense. Okay, then we don't need you to try to do anything offensively. Yes, it would be nice if you could put some offensive game together in the half court.
Yeah, no doubt.
But at least be the defender we thought we got out of UVA when we drafted you, which even then that's inconsistent in my mind.
Yeah. We'll see what happens, man. They are headed up to Detroit, and then they're coming back home for back-to-back. Actually, it's Detroit, and then they're back home for Chicago on Saturday. So it's Friday, Saturday. No game tonight. Hey, man, come on out and hang out with us.
Zachary Lee Sashay.
Yeah, man. I loved it, and I just hope as he gets more confidence, he continues to play like this. But I think we might be on to something. Hey, coming up, we'll hit some headlines. Also, we'll talk about the Falcons and what they plan to do against New Orleans. Coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here this is, guys. I think we've forgotten. Plenty more to get to. Let's get to the daily download.
Story number one.
Oh, it's our Atlanta Falcons, Mike. And playing an interim coach is always interesting. You don't know how a team's going to respond. And Raw went through this, guys, when Dan Quinn was fired, and he becomes the interim coach here, and it's hard. I've said this. You come into my house, take over my marriage, and see how it goes. It's tough when you're one of these guys who, okay, the task now has been given to you to make the team better for the remainder of the season, and this ain't your groceries. And you got injuries you're dealing with. And there's a bunch of problems. So that's what the Saints are dealing with. Kirk Cousins was asked about that and facing an interim coach for the first time.
So in my experience just observing in the league, when that happens, a coach is replaced, I believe the team plays very well the following week in my experience. And so I see it as a real challenge that we've been thrown is, you know, they're going to be emotionally and mentally at their best, and then playing at their place. So there's a lot of factors coming together where you feel like, you know, we have to be at our best to have a chance to get a win, and that's just kind of what I sense.
I mean, we've seen it before. Guys come in. Sometimes it's a breath of fresh air. Dennis Allen, and by every guest, even last year when the Falcons got humiliated by the Saints, every Saints fan I ran into hates Dennis Allen. Couldn't wait for this guy to get God because it's just so anticlimactic and so meh. Just kind of lays there. So, again, a lot of issues with that team, but they still have Alvin Kamara, as we pointed out.
They do.
You've still got Taysom Hill. And Taysom Hill is just a friggin' one-man nightmare for Falcon fans. So
what is he, Bo Jackson on Tecmo Bowl? I mean, like
yes.
Can we stop this guy?
Yes. I mean, and every time you watch him, you go, well, they're going to run it. And they run it. Or he's out wide. They're going to throw it. And they throw it. And yet no one can figure it out. And, oh, by the way, you know, even though Dennis Allen's a nitwit, the offensive coordinator's got a pretty good lineage in Clint Kubiak. So maybe he gets to do some stuff that Dennis wouldn't let him do. Maybe he pulls out some stops on Sunday. That's why when I said to you it's a trap on Monday, I wasn't trying to be a clown, but it's no joke. You got a team that, you know, is very dangerous because they got nothing to lose. And when a team's got nothing to lose, Carl, it's a watch out factor.
Yeah, no, it is. I just think.
One more thing. When you got a caged animal in a corner, I don't know. You get the idea. You know why? Because we've been the same team.
We have. But I also think when you're in these rivalry games, and this is one of them, you can't get caught up in being a trap. It's a rivalry game. Both of these teams could be winless.
Right.
And they're going to show up on Sunday and give you their best game.
I like the answer the coach gave with us at the press conference. He goes, you know, the Saints will create their own narrative. You know what I mean? If this guy's competent, maybe he is. See, again, maybe he'll be a guy that gets a job out of this. Or maybe he's just the guy that's the reason he's just the special teams coach. I don't know.
No, I don't know either. I mean, for him to get the job, you got to win out. That's not happening. And the other part of it is if you're the Saints, you want a little cachet, right? You have fired your coach. Now you're in the mix for a new head coach, and there are guys on the sidelines that bring that. I think they're going to go hire a bigger name, but we'll see. That doesn't mean they won't play hard for him. It's Dukes and Bell at Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Let me hear from Raheem Morris because he talked about the biggest challenge when you are that interim guy.
The biggest challenge, to be frank, is actually addressing the team, having your different vibe and who you are, without making it seem like you're taking shots at your predecessor. And I wanted to make sure that every time, whether we did something good or bad, it was not taking a shot at Quinny in any form of way. And like for me, that was my biggest challenge because of the respect level that I have for Dan Quinn.
It's a great point.
Somebody should have sent that to Jeff Collins, Georgia Tech.
It's a great point. It is. It's a great point. What he said about Paul Johnson.
Right.
That is the thoughts right there of our coach. By the way, Taysom Hill, 700 yards, 4 TDs versus the Falcons. Yeah, 122-yard passer rating. Dude, Mike said it. I mean,
he swept us as a QB.
As a quarterback. And I was, that year, I was like, there's no way. I mean, come on. Taysom Hill's going to play quarterback? So I have the utmost respect for him. I just get frustrated because if there's anybody over the last 5 or 6 years that has had our number, it's that guy.
He's that dude.
Hey, man, let's shift gears. We got a lot more to get to here on the Daily Download.
Coming up in 3 minutes.
Are the Falcons going to throw it deep, and will they be able to against this New Orleans defense without Lattimore there? Remember, Marshawn Lattimore traded. We'll talk about that. But what about the Atlanta Hawks last night? We mentioned it to start the show. Rashad Shea, a great game all the way around. And, Mike, they finished, to your point. This is it's a one-point game under a minute to play.
And let's be honest. Earlier this year, certainly the last 3 years, they lose this game.
Yes.
They don't play with poise, but I think some of the special sauce was Rashad Shea. Jalen Johnson did a great job. Capella, we talked about. You know, it wasn't a double-double, but certainly he made some of the plays down late when it mattered most. And Trae Young, 7 of 21 from the floor, 3 of 9 from three-point, got to the stripe with bad ribs, you know, which give him credit on that. And Dyson Daniels, it didn't reflect on the score sheet, but it was a nice job getting in people's faces. He couldn't hit anything if his life depended on it, but he did flip the script and get in some of those Knicks shooters' faces, which I always bellyache about the perimeter defense.
Yeah, we need that. If you're not going to score, I'm cool with you not scoring, but you got to D somebody up, and he did a great job of that.
By the way, the Knicks did shoot, I want to say it was 46% from three. But then at the end, they couldn't hit anything.
Here is our buddy Steve Holman when Rashad Shea went for 30.
Story number two.
Trey out on the right wing. Here comes a double. Throws it to Zach Rizashay. Foul line jumper is good. And the Hawks have tied the game at 110. The kid has 30 points on the night.
Yeah, the kid looked really good.
Ty, and you mentioned the NBA-wide, but Ty's Trey for a rookie record for 30 for the Hawks team-wide.
Yeah, Trey, and then there are four guys now, including him, that have done this. And they were all, by the way, 19 when they did it. I mean,
right.
It's pretty incredible when you think about it. Hey, what do we have tonight? We've got Thursday Night Football. Actually, a really good game.
This is the one we were talking about after the trade deadline on Tuesday. You know, it's an arms race. And it's the Thursday Night games. I think the best Thursday Night game was us and the Bucks. They've been a lot of hit or miss, some good, but that we basically were the highlight. This is a game that everybody's fired up about. It's Lamar Jackson on the main stage. Can't wait to see how the Steelers and Russell Wilson play. This is what I can't wait to see. And hopefully Al Michaels ups his game. Meanwhile, sidebar, I was going to save it for Guy Talk.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Kirk Kerbstreit's really, really good at what he does. And, you know, I think he's great at college. But nobody wants to go to as a pet owner. You and I have both experienced. He lost Ben the dog.
Yeah.
And so he'll be – I don't know if he's – Chris, is he still on the call tonight? Because some guys – I wouldn't fault him if he wouldn't, but it's Al and Herbstreit tonight with a call on Amazon.
Well, he's had Ben with him everywhere, private jets, et cetera. I know some people felt some kind of way about it. It didn't bother me one bit.
And especially if you knew that if the dog was sick.
Which he was.
Right.
And so, yeah, you know, big shout out to him and the family, man, because I know that's brutal. But tonight, I think this is going to be a really entertaining game. Last time these two teams matched up, remember, Joe Burrow had 5 touchdowns. Lamar had 4. The game went into overtime. The Bengals blew it at home. They should have won. And now the Bengals find themselves in a position where if they have any shot, Mike, you know, you got to get back to 500. We've talked about it. So they've won their last 3 since that loss to the Ravens.
I mentioned Russell Wilson. They'll get the Steelers in 10 days, do the Ravens. That'll be something, too. But this is one where the Bengals have no margin for error, to your point.
Last time we saw them, do you know how many touchdowns we scored? Anybody? None.
It was all defense. It was Jesse Bates, right?
No offensive touchdowns. Okay? So... We are a completely different team. Obviously, you look at week 4 and you go, all right, what the hell happened? Since then, Kirk Cousins is, you know, second in passing only to Lamar Jackson, and we've talked about him being the MVP. Here's the deal, Mike. We got to open up this thing early. Now, don't get me wrong. I want to run the football. I think we're doing a great job of that, Bijan and Tyler Algier. But I also think we have a shot to take some shots, pardon the pun, down the field, whether it's Darnell or Ray-Ray. But the Drake London injury, and we don't know right now. We'll see if he plays. My guess is if Grady's going to play, Drake's going to try to be out there. But if he's not 100%, how much do you want to get him involved?
And our buddy D. Led just posted a video on his Twitter page from the AJC saying that he looks a little tight to me, Carl, with that hip pointer. So I don't know if D is an orthopedist, but he looks a little tight. So if he's running the route, you can judge for yourself. At least he's trying to get out there on Thursday. But here's the thing. We did hear that Kyle Pitts had a hamstrung. So Pitts has
Come
got
on,
a
– man, stop playing with my emotions.
Pitts has got a hamstring, and Drake has a hip pointer, which means Darnell Mooney and Ray-Ray become like 1 and 2, and there's other guys, Kadarrell Hodge, and then certainly you could use Bijan. You could certainly put Bijan out wide if you wanted to.
Yep.
And I'd like to see them do that.
We saw that against the Cowboys.
It's imaginative, and it works, and it creates mismatches. I love it. But anyway, Drake being out, though, that's a huge target with a gigantic catch radius to not have for Kirk Cousins. And if Pitts goes out, too, it's similar but different. So that's concerning.
Well, yeah, but listen, all those potential things you can try to do on Sunday are great. I think, you know, you could argue Darnell, obviously, this season. But I think as far as just hands, Mike, and trusting a wide receiver, I don't know if Kirk trusts a wide receiver more on this team than he does right now with Drake. Just throwing it up and throwing it in there and letting him go make a play. He's tied for 4th in the league in receptions. We're talking about Drake, 48. Tied for 3rd in touchdowns, 5. Mm-hmm. So he's on his way to 10 or more touchdowns, a double-digit touchdown season for Drake London. Again, if he stays healthy, and that's a big part of this. But he caught another one on Sunday, and I just feel like he's on this roll right now. I'd love to see him be able to overcome this and just be out there. But the problem is, okay, what if he lands on this damn hip again?
Hip pointer, man, it's ice and rest, basically, like anything else. And I don't know, man. I'd love to see, you know, this team be as dynamic as we've seen it. But, you know, Darnell Mooney, can you do it with smaller guys, I guess is the question. With Darnell Mooney, who we mentioned earlier, with Ray-Ray McCloud. Kadarrell's not the biggest guy.
Stretch the field?
I mean, we know they can stretch the field, but can you do the things you want to do in that offense and get this ball into some of those windows? Because it's not like every throw that Kirk gives to Drake is a high point, but the touchdown sure was.
Yes, it was.
He would have been made in a super athletic point catch and perhaps resulted in the hit point or injury.
I'll tell you, I think, and this is a conversation I was having with somebody about Mooney's route running. We are maybe not paying enough attention to how well he's running routes and getting open and allowing Kirk Cousins to deliver the ball where he wants to. And that is really on the wide receiver. And I think Darnell Mooney's doing a really good job of that. Mike, I think you can. I don't know if they will. And you know, Rod's always saying this, right? Well, the game will dictate what we do. And, right. You know, if we need Cousins to throw for 500, he'll throw for 500. If they allow us to run it, we'll run it.
Right.
Okay,
and that's cool.
That's fine. I just feel like, though, if you really want to put the pressure on the Saints, let's bust this thing open early. That's what I'm getting to.
Right.
Like, let's attack. Make some shots down the field. I think their secondary is not good. They got a lot of issues. I don't think their secondary is that good, with or without Drake on the field. And if he is, that is why I want to go after these guys.
And we said it earlier, part of the problem they're having with their defensive line is Cam Jordan just not the same player this year. It's really kind of the production has just dropped off. I'm not going to put him under the ground just yet because
I will.
He's had a career against us.
No, he's been great, you know? And he talked a lot of trash. But now when you get old and you look at right. We can say it. I mean, that's kind of what it looks like.
Father Time is undefeated.
It looks like his get-off, he doesn't have any get-off anymore.
Right. What happens to a lot of guys his age?
It does. It does. But listen, he's had a Hall of Fame-type career, right?
Right.
There's no doubt about Cam Jordan. But their D-line doesn't scare me. It didn't scare me with Marcus Davenport on it.
No.
They don't have anybody right now.
Who?
Marcus Davenport.
I said who?
Yeah, you remember.
Well, I mean,
they don't have anybody up front. Hendrickson's gone. He's been gone for years now, right. And he's in Cincinnati. Mike, even when he was there, he was their best pass rusher. And I said this to Saints fans, and they were all about, it's Davenport. He's terrible, and he's hurt again. They don't have anybody.
But I just feel, we said, so we're just talking to a couple of guys at the bar during the commercial break. Taysom Hill, everybody kind of nods. Say Taysom Hill, it's like a ghost story. Guys like, Taysom Hill. Because you know, the things they've been able to do.
Do you remember that time?
Yeah. Remember
that's
that time?
That's how Taysom Hill's
remember that time
start.
We were like an 8-point favorite
yes.
against the Saints and he beat us?
Remember that time?
Yeah.
He ran out. Right. It was a sweet play and he broke 8 tackles.
Yeah, and he carried 8 guys in the end zone.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the guy. He's like Paul Bunyan for them. And I do think that, you know, it's one thing, you know, with perhaps Dennis Allen out. I don't know, does Clint Kubiak go a little bit deeper into his playbook and create some new unscouted looks for the Falcons? That's a concern. And also momentum and the home field advantage with the Saints. Yes, there'll be less Saints fans there, but this will be a raucous crowd. It's the most intimidating environment when it's cooking is the Superdome. So you know how that momentum can shift down there.
I am really curious what all these people are going to be doing on a Sunday if they're not at a Saints game. I mean, let's be honest. There's not a whole lot to do.
Well,
it's New Orleans. Let's be honest.
Well, there's a couple of things. They'd
What's
be
that?
Obviously waiting tables at Cafe Du Monde.
Okay, okay.
They'd be maybe cleaning some of the grease traps.
Yes.
At Acme Oyster Bar.
Or maybe cleaning the streets there.
Well, the street sweepers.
Okay.
Window tinting.
Okay.
A garbage collection. Although, that's a good gig. It pays good.
No, it does.
But, but mostly, I would say Saints fans are generally, Carl, as a rule, living in their Paris homes.
Hi, Saints fans. How are you guys doing?
For the most part, it's like, hey, mama, I'm going to go down to Porto, see if I can find 2 cheap tickets. You ain't going to watch that foosball, Bobby.
Bobby Boucher. So,
whether they're from Metairie or from our buddy Trustee, from Gentilly.
You keep saying that all week. Yeah. Like, there probably won't be that crowd. I'm like, what are all these...
No, I mean,
they
are still going to be there because they live to beat the Falcons because they have nothing else in their lives.
They
That's why some of those people that can't afford rent put money together to get a plane to fly around that said 23. So at the end of the day, it's still a rivalry game. That's what, you know, Coach was yesterday acutely aware of. You cannot count those guys out regardless of the injuries or the turmoil of the coaching position.
404-726-0929. And if you're not getting us, yes, we take shots at the Saints fans.
Right.
Because we can.
It's the best rivalry in the NFL. It's better than the Bears and Packers. It just is. It's the rivalry with sauce. Hot sauce.
And soul. That's you're absolutely right. All right, 404-726-0929. We're talking about the Falcons. These are just things we'd like to see them potentially do in this game, but I just don't want you guys to forget we didn't score an offensive touchdown. And we're a much better offensive team right now than we were. We got to get after these guys offensively and get in the end zone a few times.
Well, again, I mean, is Drake, even if you use Drake London as a decoy, I haven't heard much. We're waiting for the today's edition of the injury report. I don't. Hey, if D. Lett is listening, what's that, Mike? What does Pitts look like? How's Pitts? I'll get on it. I mean, see if Pitts hammy. Because a hamstring injury
takes...
Don't
send us a steel picture of him either.
Text D-Lynn right now.
Don't send us a steel of Pitts saying, here he is. We know what he looks like. I want to know how he's running.
Well, he does have a video out there, but, I mean, Drake does look... I will agree with D. He looks a little stiff.
What?
He looks a little stiff to me.
What are you saying? He needs to stretch?
Not a lot of flexibility in the hips, Carl. It's a hip pointer.
By the way, let's talk about this for a second.
I set up.
What is the stretching routine for Kyle Pitts? These hamstrings keep popping back up, man.
Well, whatever it does, he needs to maintain the details.
Do you think he does yoga?
If there's details to that stretching routine, okay, to paraphrase his offensive coordinator, hopefully he's following those details.
You know what? That's a sneak attack right there. do you think he takes yoga?
He should.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't.
I can't.
I mean, I could, but I mean,
no.
I used to.
I can't.
Back in the old days in Sandy Springs, I
can't do those.
Did
steps.
That hot yoga that Dallas Page does? My guy that kicks your butt. Talk about feeling like you're dead meat when you walk out of that joint.
Well, here's the thing: you're in these awkward stretches. You're sweating. I mean, right. You know, the women are looking at you. You're not looking.
Well, no, check that. You're looking at the women.
Well, no, they're looking at you like you slob because you can't stretch like this. And then you know, it's not flattering at all. I mean, you don't look good. Or at least I don't. So, I mean, I tried it, and it wasn't for me.
Girls like looking at what pose is that? That's downward facing hernia.
Correct. Yeah, because that's what I'm going to get. 404-726-0929. As we talk about the Falcons and Saints, coming up, guys, we'll go around the NFL tonight. We got a big game, as we said, Thursday night. And look, this is what I want on Thursday night. I mean, we talk about some of those stinkers that we've had over the last few years. Thursday night's been fairly good. Monday nights have been good as well. And Sunday night still continues to kill. But we'll get into that. Also, we are going to talk to Barbara Dooley at 4 o'clock, Mike. Dogs, Old Miss. Last time I was there at the Grove, Dogs weren't good. It was a beatdown.
What year was that?
I think it was 16.
So Kirby's first season with that offensive line that he wanted to disavow.
And we went because a friend of ours is an Ole Miss, you know, alum, and we had a great time in the Grove. But the game, I want to say that game, because Michelle and I laugh all the time, it was like 35-0 at half. Ole Miss.
Oof.
And I think Chad Kelly was the quarterback. Do you remember Chad Kelly?
Yes.
I want to say he was the quarterback, but it was like, what is going on? And like halftime, we were like, okay, first of all, it's hot as hell in here. It was earlier in the season, and we ended up in the Grove watching the rest of the game and hanging out. That's not going to be the case this time around. But we'll talk to Barbara about Ole Miss and, more importantly, where the Dogs are. I want to know what her confidence is in Carson Beck. I saw another article today, and it's funny. There's a little momentum around college football. It's not just people that cover the Dogs now. Because now that we have the college football playoff rankings out, you're seeing more national folks start to say, hey, what's happening with Carson Beck in Georgia? So you're going to see more of those stories, guys.
And by the way, we'll save more of this for 4 o'clock, but just real quick, since you brought up the Dogs.
Yeah.
You know, talking about what's going on with the Georgia Bulldogs and the suspension of Kobe Young. We spent some time on this back in October, and one thing, if you listen to Dukes and Bell, we don't rush to judgment. We do say, look, regardless of the facts, Kirby did have to suspend him because the optics are just so overwhelming with off-the-field stuff. But as we also said, there are three sides to every story. You know, his, hers, and what happened. Kobe Young's ex-girlfriend now telling the attorney, Kobe Young's talking about, that the police report from Athens-Clarke County is, quote, slanted and does not accurately portray what occurred on October 8th. So she's basically recanting that the story was initially she showed up late night at his apartment, and they got into it, and eventually the cops get involved. But she now saying that she's made multiple efforts to reach out to Athens-Clarke County to say and let them know that what she initially said she feels she misrepresented. So no good for Kobe, and you and I brought up the point. See, here's real quick, just behind the curtains, in the world we live in, and deservedly so, women deserve to be treated with respect, and you can't sit there and say, well, the athletes right now, because you sound like a Cro-Magnon. But there are scenes, and we've seen enough of it in pro and college sports, where stories are changed, women are looking for leverage, it becomes an effort to really blackmail somebody, for lack of a better word. Not saying that was the case here, but whatever the story was, Kobe Young's ex-girlfriend had him over a barrel. And his reputation takes a big hit. Kirby Smart and Georgia take a hit for it, and here at the end of the day, it's now a 180. And I'm trying to be as fair and balanced as I can about that one.
Is he going to play is the question?
No, nothing yet from Georgia about lifting the suspension, indefinite suspension.
All right, because if this is all true, and she is now redacting her comments or her statements.
Retracting.
Retracting, then he needs to play. He should be allowed to play. And I'm not saying this because, like, you know, one, they need him. But two, it's the right thing to do. And if, in fact, all of this is true, then that's where this should go. Here's what I hate about this, and some people are not going to like it. There's never repercussions for the young lady who ultimately false accuses. And I hate it. I hate it for the young men that are involved. And I hate it because usually it affects their life in a way that changes the course of maybe where they were headed. I'm not going to tell you Kobe Young was a first-round pick, but there are a lot of scouts that I've talked to who already said, man, I hate it for the kid because he was really talented.
Right.
You're not getting a chance to show that because of this kind of stuff. And it's just what it is. And listen, I got a daughter, and I don't ever want anybody to take advantage of her. But at the end of the day, we talk about it all the time. Like, if it didn't happen, let's not go there, and let's not put people in a position that may cost them their life. And what I mean by that is costing them time, effort, Mike, and their inability to achieve their ultimate goals. It's just, it's not worth it.
As we said, we know that there's been certainly things that have been hushed up at football factories around the country, and we know that there's these things that do exist. So we're not trying to sound like, again, we've got our head in the sand, but it does sort of become the situation with the media, and people just kind of immediately will take the alleged accuser side. And then a situation like Brian Banks, Chris, was before you got here, played at USC and was falsely accused, spent nearly 6 years in jail. And the victim basically said, I made the whole thing up.
There's a movie about it.
Falcons gave him a chance. Unfortunately, he never got a chance to fulfill his dream.
All right, we got more to get to. We're live at Taco Mac, Dallas Highway location, guys, in Marietta. Come on through. We're already talking to a bunch of folks that are coming out and hanging out with us, and it's good to see them out here. NFL Blitz is on the way. We got a lot to chop up, including the magic number of sacks for this team this season. We'll talk about it next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at tmobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.